Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you create one happier, flatter, and more joyful belly and life. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, a holistic nutritionist. And confession from my life is I'm hopeless at doing the laundry. So much so, my husband has banned me from doing it completely. Welcome, beautiful, to episode 15 of the Gut Goddess Show. In this show, what we're going to be talking about is what kind of gut goddess are you? And I'm going to be sharing with you more detail about the four kind of different categories or profiles and how you can find out which one you are. And we're going to be diving into that. So the plan is that you will get, by the end of listening to this, you will have a much clearer understanding of what the heck is going on in your beautiful body. Because I know that this whole health malarkey can be totally overwhelming. It can be really confusing. You might have Googled the life out of your symptoms and, you know, you're just overwhelmed. It's like, do you eat meat? Do you not eat meat? Do you eat dairy? Do you not eat dairy? Do you eat gluten? Do you not eat gluten? Or maybe you've tried those things and they don't work. Or is it your thyroid? Is it your adrenals? Is it your gut? Or is it, you know, do you just need to follow a diet? Do you need to join Weight Watchers again? Do you need to... all of this stuff. And I know, lovely, how totally confusing this can be. So today I'm going to share with you a really simple thing that you can do to get you started on this journey of listening to your unique body, giving it what it uniquely needs, and finding out what kind of gut goddess you are, what of the profiles that I've created are most like your body, and how then can you take action on that. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. But before we dive in, I thought I'd just give you a couple of bit of updates, really, from the world of Kezia and everything that is going on there. So first of all, I'm going to share with you the review of the week. Thank you so much for everyone who's been leaving reviews. I genuinely love to see them. They make my little heart and tummy just get all fuzzy and excited with just hearing from you guys. So this week is a review from Law, and she says, I'm traveling down to Oxford and binge listened to 5 episodes. Thank you, Kezia, for making my journey so enjoyable and informative with your knowledge, wit, and wisdom. Thanks, Law. That's lovely. So if you want to go and leave a review, the easiest thing to do is to go into your iTunes, if you use that. Head to the podcast section, search for The Gut Goddess Show, and then you'll see a little tab at the top that says details, ratings and reviews and related. You want to click on the ratings and review, and then you'll see a little button that says write a review. I've also got an infographic on the podcast page with more information, but I do this podcast every week as a free kind of teaching and education and inspirational resource for you guys. So I love to hear from you. I love to hear that people are listening. That I'm not just like here at my standing desk talking to myself, but also want to hear from you and know what would be really helpful. So this is something I make every week because I genuinely want you to feel your best. I want you to have a healthy relationship with food where you love food and food loves you right back. I want you to get your energy back. I want you to have happy hormones. I want your periods to be your superpower, not some sort of curse that you live through. I want you to not have toilet drama or be embarrassed by different symptoms like wind or diarrhea or acne. I genuinely want that for you. And this is just one of the many resources that I've created this podcast to help you get there. So I'd love to hear from you. So head over, leave me a review, make me smile. It's always nice. Otherwise, other updates from me. I thought, as this is another solo show, I would give you a bit of an update of some things I'm loving right now. Just a couple of things. I was like, oh, I've not really chatted. I've been so focused on doing resources and interviews and getting straight to the point. I just thought I would give you a few updates on life. So I'm recording this sort of middle of May. It's beautiful and sunny outside. And I'm currently, I think, like 23 weeks pregnant. So nearly 6 months. Am I doing my maths right? Anyway, numbers is not my forte. But anyway, I'm over the halfway mark, which I'm excited about. The pregnancy so far has been hard. I'm not going to lie. I want to be like, it's been a beautiful, transformative, transcendent, divine experience. But in reality, it's just been really hard. I've been really sick and I've now got a lot of pain. So back pain, hip pain, pelvis pain, pelvic girdle issues, or, you know, all that jazz. But I am getting excited to meet this little bean that I'm growing, which will be in September. So those are a couple of quick pregnancy updates. I'll do some more pregnancy related things in future for those of you that are interested. But otherwise, I've been loving eating food again and actually enjoying eating food. That has been wonderful. When I've been really sick, I was eating just for, you know, just to not puke really, and not really taking any enjoyment. So I've been loving and eating, getting back to the way I like to eat, which is lots of healthy things and smoothies and salads and sardines and all these awesome superfoods that I've actually wanted to be eating, which has been awesome. I've also been going for some acupuncture, which I've only started to do acupuncture really last year. Because, like, to be honest, I always thought it was a bit weird and I judged it for being, I don't know, whatever, these crazy judgments we make. But I started going last year and I've been doing it through my pregnancy and it's just made the world of difference. I went in a lot of pain on Friday and after an hour session, just been feeling loads better. So been loving acupuncture. Shout out to Elaine. She doesn't listen to the podcast, but you're awesome. She's my acupuncturist. And I've been upping my self-care. So with being in a lot more pain, a lot more limited movement and a couple, you know, there's a big opportunity for me to feel super sorry for myself when actually really what's going on in my body is an amazing miracle. So I figure I'm just going to take a bit more time for self-care. So this week I bought myself a Life Box. This isn't a plug for them, but I send them to my clients, my one-to-one clients that work with me. And it totally made my day. It's just like a box full of snacks. So this morning I've been eating some raw dark chocolate. Been using a nice new natural lip balm. Got some magnesium body butter. So yeah, if you're feeling a little bit flat, go grab yourself a nice box of snacks to get delivered to your door. That has totally made my week. So those are a couple of updates from me. So let's get on with the show and find out what kind of gut goddess you are. So before we dive in to this and I go through the profiles, I want to let you know something really awesome. And that is I've created a brand new quiz, guys. I probably should have said this at the start because I'm really excited. But I have, I wrestled with the technology. I got over my technological gremlins and have created a quiz that is free and online. And it's an amazing, amazing resource that is going to help you to figure out what kind of goddess you are. So if throughout this whole episode, you need to take the quiz in order to find out what it'll do, it'll help you figure out what kind of gut goddess you are. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the different categories, what they mean and what actions you can take on them. But if you haven't taken the quiz already, then go on and take it. It's at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz. You can go there and take it. It's pretty short. It's not going to take you ages. And then what I will do is you'll find out what kind of gut goddess you are. And then if you want, I can send you the Gut Goddess e-guide, which has a meal plan. It has some recipes and it'll have like a tailored plan of action for you, depending on what's going on with your bodies. And I'll give you something to action to start doing, an action to stop doing, and a recipe of some sort of food that's really going to really target what's going on in your unique body. So if you've been feeling overwhelmed, if you feel like you've tried loads of things, or you like the idea of like listening to your body, which is something I talk about a lot, but you actually have no idea what that means and where to begin with that, then the Gut Goddess quiz is for you. It's totally free. And my aim of making it was really to help you get less overwhelmed, feel clear, and just learn to listen to your body. It's a completely awesome and free resource, because I have spoken to so many women that just feel so confused, so overwhelmed. Do I be vegan? Do I be paleo? Do I be vegetarian? Do I do this? Is it this? Is it adrenal fatigue? Is it they're just so overwhelmed and confused. So I want to create something that you could do anytime that is going to help provide a good dose of clarity without even having to talk to a nutritionist like me or talk to anyone like me. You can figure out and get on the right path for your body just by simply doing this quiz. It's awesome. It's only like 8 questions that I've spent ages figuring out what 8 questions to do, because I want to keep it short and sweet. And it's really come from my work that I've done with a lot of clients, from all my Nourish community members, and for all the people I've worked with through my research and my master's degree and my academic research and all of that stuff, bringing it together to just look at some of the key triggers and symptoms and point you in the direction of what's going on with your body, so that you then know what to do. Because my approach to working with clients is, sure, I could give you 15 things that you could go and do, 15 action points of things that are generally healthy, you know, but actually the best thing that you can do is to implement 2 or 3 things that really hit the nail on your head that really hit the nail on the head when it comes to your body. So sure, you could implement 15 generic healthy living principles, but what was really going to give you the results that you want is if you can implement 2 or 3 actions, 2 or 3 strategic things that are really targeted to the imbalances and the issues going on in your body. Then that means, A, it's simpler, it's easier, and you're also going to get better results and get less overwhelmed. That's really what I do with all of my one-to-one clients, is helping them distill that and figure out what are the key actions. And this quiz is really, really going to help you with that. And also, just to say, actually, I will be, as of mid-June, I won't be taking on more one-to-one clients. So there's only a couple of weeks left. If you've been thinking and wanting to chat to me about what does my one-to-one nutrition clinic look like, how it could help you, what might work for you, if it's suitable, then make sure you head to my website and get in touch. You can email me at info@supernaturallyhealthy, or just get in touch, direct message me to find out, because I won't be taking on any more clients as of mid to end June until next year, because I'll be going on maternity and I'm just taking a break from one-to-one clients. So do get in touch if that's you. So let's look at the Gut Goddess profiles. Which one are you? So there's 4 different to choose from. So you have the Bloated Goddess, the Hormonal Goddess, the Yo-Yo Goddess, and the Fatigued Goddess. So again, I came up with all of these based on just my experience and what I see in women specifically, and the women that I work with. So again, not every single person on the planet is necessarily going to fit into these, but the women that I attract, my tribe of people, tend to all fit into 1 of 4 of these categories. So let's talk about the Bloated Goddess. So that is when you're pretty bloated. It's like it says on the tin. You probably end the day with a much more bloated tummy, maybe every single day, maybe a couple of times a week. Your tummy gets hot, sore, uncomfortable. There's maybe toilet issues going on, so a bit of a toilet drama. Maybe it's constipation, and I count constipation as you don't go to the toilet every day. So if you go to the toilet every other day or every 3 days, then in my opinion, that is some constipation going on in the body. You want to be having a healthy bowel movement, a healthy poop, at least once a day, ideally twice a day, maybe even 3 times a day. That's really what you're aiming for. So anything less than that would be counted as constipated from a holistic perspective. Or maybe you've got loose stools. Maybe you go to the toilet loads and it's not a lot of form going on there, and you don't ever really feel like you've finished, like I've emptied out. This might be TMI, but this is what I talk about all the time, guys. So there might be toilet drama, there might be a lot of reflux and indigestion going on there, and just that general feeling that you're not sure your digestion is really that great. You don't feel like you're maybe digesting foods, maybe certain foods like meat or pulses. You really struggle to digest properly. You maybe do a lot of burping or a lot of farting, and maybe some smelly farts, like not just like the odd pop here and there, but like, whoa, clear the room, it stinks farts. And that would really be sum up a kind of a bloated goddess profile. And this is often really down to just some sort of imbalance or kind of dysbiosis going on in your digestive system and in digestive tract. And this is really, really common. It can also be linked then with hormonal issues, immune system, your any kind of autoimmune things, energy levels, and tons more. But this would be your profile if you feel like the main things that you struggle with are just this kind of unruly belly that's just bloated. Maybe you've been diagnosed with IBS, but maybe you haven't. But you just feel like you have this completely unruly belly that has a mind of its own, often gets quite sore. You maybe get cramping. You maybe get that sort of feeling of trapped wind. You maybe have to sit in a hot bath or have hot water bottles all the time. And it's just no fun. And this was totally me to the T. So that is the bloated goddess. So the hormonal goddess. Now, the hormonal goddess tends to be, is obviously all around to do with hormones and everything going on there. But a hormonal goddess might be, have periods that are really sore. Maybe your periods are really heavy and it's unsore and painful and they are not a fun experience. Or maybe you get a lot of spotting in between your periods, or your periods are just completely irregular. You get one month and then it disappears for like forever. And then it goes, you know, there's no regularity to them. Your periods are just the bane of your life. You maybe get sore breasts. You maybe feel really ill. You maybe turn into this completely different person a couple of days before you're due the bleeding part of your period. Or maybe this also would count for those of you that may be perimenopausal or postmenopausal or in the thick of the menopause, and the menopause is not doing you any good and you feel like it is a complete disaster. Because I completely believe that our periods are not meant to be this curse and this awful thing that we endure every month. I honestly believe that our periods are our superpower. Actually, I really, really do. And that whole cycle can be a real incredible blessing to us. And actually, I actually miss having my periods and being pregnant. I know that sounds weird, but I actually genuinely miss that cycle. I miss knowing, being in tune with my body in that way. And I actually miss my period, being on my period, being pregnant. I'm not going to lie. I'll be happy for when it comes back to get back into that rhythm. So this is the hormonal goddess. This is where you think either your period or your lack of period is causing a lot of issues. This could also mean things like you have PCOS or endometriosis or, you know, more diagnosed things, or just fertility issues. Maybe you've been trying to get pregnant for a few years and it's not been happening and maybe it's not clear of why. Then this would be all down to the hormonal goddess. But this profile would also include thyroid and adrenal issues. Now, the reason for that is your thyroid and adrenals also make hormones. So hormones aren't just your sex hormones like progesterone and estrogen. Hormones, there's loads of hormones in the body because all that hormones are messengers. They're like the little postmen that deliver messages around the body. And so you have your thyroid and adrenals. And I have found with my clients, it's very I can't think of a client at the top of my head right now who's come to me with some sort of hormonal and some sort of period issue, whether it's menopausal, whether it's endometriosis, PCOS, whether it's clients that haven't had their period. I've had clients from a wide range, from one client who hadn't had a period for years, so we worked on her getting her first period and now like a year later is pregnant, which is awesome. She messaged me a few weeks ago to say she was pregnant too, which was amazing. I've also been working with clients right now who've had endometriosis. So obviously that's a different kind of thing. And then clients that are either heading into the menopause or postmenopausal, but really struggling still with certain symptoms. And with all of these clients, whatever the kind of diagnosis or whatever's going on, there is nearly always either an adrenal or a thyroid issue going on that's contributing to that. Now, your thyroid doesn't contribute necessarily directly to your kind of reproductive cycle, but it does influence it. And the same with your adrenals. So a hormonal goddess might also mean that your adrenals are a bit dysfunctional or that there's an underlying thyroid issue going on. So it's not just all about periods. It's also about your periods and your thyroid and your adrenals, which I am, those are two things that I work a lot with people around because again, women, we just tend to have real issues with those two kind of glands in our bodies. And those are two things that I've really struggled with. And I see time and time again, excuse me, in my clients. So that's the hormonal goddess. Sound familiar? Sound like you at all? Then we have the yo-yo goddess. Now, the yo-yo goddess can have lots of physical symptoms going on. But the main thing going on with the yo-yo goddess is their buggered up relationship with food and their weird slash loathful relationships with their body. So the yo-yo goddess might have bloating and hormonal issues going on, but the main issue potentially is that their relationship with food is just, it's just weird. It's unhealthy. It's destructive. There's maybe cycles of binge eating. Often the time with yo-yo goddesses, so when I think about a client I've just finished up working with, she had spent probably 7-8 years in clubs like Weight Watchers and Slimming World, going to them, going to meetings, losing weight, putting the weight back on, going back, following it, losing it, then putting the weight back on, you know, in this whole cycle, to the point where she'd actually done some damage to her metabolic rate and her metabolism so that, you know, she wasn't actually able to lose weight anymore, which is a very common side effect, especially if you've been yo-yo dieting, if you've been doing, you know, jumping from Whole30 to Weight Watchers to Slimming World to some 21-day detox to this plan you read about in a magazine. If you're constantly jumping between these things and constantly restricting your calories, it's often likely that there will be some metabolic issues going on physically. But really this profile is all about your mindset and approach to food. So when I think about this client, she'd just gotten to the point where she just didn't know what to eat. She was really... food was just a bit of an obsession, knowing what to eat. She felt guilty about eating anything. There were still binge tendencies going on. Often people in this profile are really addicted to sugar because a lot of these diet programs encourage highly processed foods. They encourage lots of artificial sweeteners that really can cultivate this kind of overdependency on sugar and really gets in the way actually of you losing weight and keeping it off. But also I find with this profile and with this client as an example is she really didn't like her body. There was just such a disconnect and we had to do a lot of work, yep, around her metabolism, around her thyroid, around lots of physical things, but also with her relationship with her body. Because a lot of the time with this yo-yo goddess is they almost hate their skin. They loathe their bodies, their, you know, their fat thighs, as they would call it, or their jiggly belly, or their stretch marks, or their scars. They just don't look at themselves naked in the mirror and like what they see. And it's not even like they're passive about their body. They actively often loathe it and hate it and blame it and are really disconnected. And that's a real shame, actually. And it really gets in the way of you seeing results and having a healthy relationship with food. And these people in this profile, if this is your primary profile, then it often means you think about food a lot. You overthink food. You wonder if you're eating too much. You feel like you're food rules your days and that food is more in control of you than you are in control of the food of what you eat. And that is the yo-yo goddess. So that is also a common one that I see a lot with people. And I know, you know, for myself, I joined Slimming's World when I was 11, 10 or 11. I can't remember. Maybe I was 10. Anyway, because they had like a kid, profile that you could do, a children's thing that was basically the same as normal Slimming's World at the time, but you had a bit more calcium and maybe a bit more sins or something. So I am well versed with the dieting world of counting, tracking, pointing, sinning, whatever it is. And so it's something I've experienced as well. But I know if that's your profile, there is food freedom available. And shocker as it sounds, you can actually like your body as well. So that's a yo-yo goddess. Then finally, we have the fatigued goddess. Now, this is you if you're just really tired, like really tired. Like if you could change one thing about your health, it would just be that you have more energy. You don't know necessarily why. You've maybe gone to your GP, you've had blood tests, they tell you everything is normal, but you are bone tired. You are so, no matter how much sleep you get or how much rest, or you're just tired. And this might not be every day, although some of you might be every day you feel tired. But maybe you have some days where you have good energy and you're kind of in the cycle of energy and then totally crashing and burning out. Energy crashing and burning out. And this is something I see that is probably not as common as the other three, but is something I wanted to include because it does come up enough. And this is often with women, and this can be linked with their thyroid especially, but where women are really, really struggling to produce energy, and this can lead to muscles that don't recover. It can lead to lower mood and depression. It can lead to loads and loads of different things, but there's just a general sluggishness. And I often describe it as it feels like you're wading through treacle in life. No matter how much sleep you get, no matter how you feel, you're just wading through this treacle and you need naps every day. You're totally exhausted. And no matter what you do, you can't quite seem to find your energy again. And this can include people, you know, with more serious diagnoses of like chronic fatigue, or maybe ME, that often display with lots of fatigue, but also just women that, you know, they don't have that diagnosis, but slowly, probably over the years, or maybe since having a virus or a bout of sickness, they've just feel ill and they haven't ever gotten their energy back. Maybe you've had kids and that was years ago and you've never gotten your energy back, and everyone just tells you, oh, it's because you have young kids. And you're a bit like, I don't, that was like 3 years ago. I should have a bit better energy by now. And you should, by the way. And that is what this profile is. So this is about a real, when women have a real difficulty generating energy, basically, in the body. And that affects everything. If you're fatigued, you're less likely to eat awesome foods. You're more likely to eat lots of sugar, have lots of caffeine. You're less likely to exercise. You're more likely to have a lower mood and be subject to depression. All of these different things. So again, that's something I see a lot with clients that I have that have often with chronic fatigue or ME. That's the most common things, but it's not just subject to them. And often there's thyroid issues going on. So a lot of these profiles lead back to the thyroid. Those are, my English grammar today is not good. Those are the gut goddess profiles. So I wonder, which one are you? Which of these profiles is yours? And I would love to know what it is. So if you go to supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz, you'll take the quiz. It'll take you like 2 minutes. And then you'll get sent an email where you need to confirm your email because of the new data protection things and policies that are in place. And then I'll send you the Gut Goddess Guide with an action plan. But I would love to know what they are. So if you go in and take the quiz, you can either email me with your Gut Goddess profile, let me know what it is, head to Instagram and direct message me, or message me on Facebook. I would love to know, out of those of you listening to the podcast, what category do you fit into? What kind of gut goddess are you? And I'd love to give you that kind of bespoke plan of action to help you take steps so that you can feel more awesome, because that's really why I do what I do. And in all the steps that I give you, I give you specific things that can really, really help that unique profile. And there's loads of information in that. So I'm really excited for you to take it and to find out what profile you are. So do message me. Do let me know what profile you are. Go over and take the quiz at supernaturallyhealthy.org/quiz and then get in touch. Let me know how you're doing and what is going on. Otherwise, I'm going to love you and leave you for today. I'm going to let you go and do the quiz. Or if you've taken the quiz, then head over to Instagram or Facebook or email me with what profile you are. That would be awesome. Otherwise, have a beautiful day. Sending you lots and lots of love. And I will be back next week with another awesome, awesome interview with a fabulous, fabulous female guest. Sending you love, guys. Bye.